Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the loudest voice. I'm going to tone it down a little bit today. Not really. I'm just kidding. Just joshing with you. We're going to take no prisoners. We never do. The Daily Defense begins right now. The Crossbreed Holsters mic is lit up today. I've been on it all day long today. I've done a number of radio programs. Started out this morning at 7:35 a.m. Central Time, 8:35 a.m. Eastern Time, with my really good friend Mark Cox, 97.1 FM in St. Louis, the Mark Cox Morning Show. We have a wonderful time together, just slaying liberals at that time of day. What a way to start your day. Slaying liberals as soon as you get up in the morning. I mean, it just sets the tone for the day. And that's what we're going to do today. We can't help it in these gunbroker.com studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today. Across the country, dozens of radio stations. If you're watching on Facebook, Apple TV, we love you guys. Fire Stick, Roku, on your devices. I can see myself on the device down here. We're just checking, making sure we got everything cooking for you. And I guess we're going to get started. All of this presented to you today by X Insurance, far superior product than anything you think you might have, because you don't have what you think you have. I can promise you that. I looked at a top 10 list of quote-unquote insurance deals, and it said on it was outdated. It was old, but it said, and remember that these are not really insurance. Think about that. I don't want something that's not really something. I want something that is what it says. X Insurance. It's insurance. Let's go to Hank Strange. Podcaster extraordinaire, good friend. Hank, how you doing, man? You ready to slay them today?
I'm good, man. You're cracking me up. You know, you eat liberals for breakfast.
I, honest to goodness, I did three radio programs, was on the mic. I was cutting some spots for some sponsors. And, you know, as we welcome Daniel Defense to the program, by the way, gosh, Daniel Defense, just an amazing company. And I'll tell you a little bit about that in just a couple of minutes. But listeners, it's really, really cool. Some of the things we're going to be doing, they're down in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from the studios here in the state of Georgia. So it's a really good opportunity for me to get out of here and down there. And I can't wait to do it for you. But I started on the Mark Cox Morning Show today, slaying the liberals at 7:35 a.m. Central. And it's just so easy to do, Hank. Let's start with Chicago. Now, I want you to agree with me or disagree with me, whatever you feel you have to do. But as you know, you follow this stuff in Chicago all the time. You know what the numbers look like. They're atrocious. They're horrific. They're horrendous. They're evil. They should never be in an American city.
That's like one of the most dangerous cities in the world, right?
It is. We call it Chirac. You know, I mean, it's Chicago. I wouldn't walk the streets. I've walked in Chicago, I kid you not, in 15 or 20 below zero to get to Weber Grill downtown Chicago from my hotel. It was a long walk, and I had to duck in a couple places because it was so cold. I wouldn't walk that today. I wouldn't go anywhere near it.
You didn't bump into Juicy Smollier out there, did you?
No. Definitely not. I probably wouldn't know if I did anyway, to be honest with you, Hank. But I will tell you this. The numbers are so bad that what Mark Cox and I were talking about this morning is something that bears repeating every single day. And that is, who owns this carnage? And is to you TDS sufferers. You know, I'm putting you on the line with it as well, because you helped get us where we are today. Thanks for that, by the way. You know who you are. And we're not going to take any prisoners, because it's the Democrat Party that wants our guns. It is the Democrat Party that owns the carnage in these big cities. Every bit of it. Mm-hmm. At every single level, Hank, the Democrats own the carnage in these cities. And when you've got Lori Lightfoot just last week saying yet again that we need more gun control, we need more federal gun control, and all of these illegal guns coming from Indiana, and I say this every day, I'm going to continue to beat this into the ground, that if what Lori Lightfoot is saying is true, then Indiana would have the same problems that Chicago does if she wants to, quote unquote, blame the gun, because those guns, she claims, come from Indiana. But Indianapolis is a far safer city, and Indiana as a state doesn't see the carnage that the city of Chicago does by itself. So correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't it high time that the Democrats start admitting that they own this carnage? Because we're not ever going to let up, Hank.
They'll never admit it, man. You know, it's easier to put it on the boogeyman of the guns. It doesn't matter how many laws they make. The criminals, the gangs, the gangsters in Chicago obviously don't care about laws. And the people of Chicago aren't paying attention to what the politicians are up to. How long are they going to let these politicians get away with this before they say, you know what, maybe we need a change in here. Maybe we need to try a different direction or a different party.
Trump asked that question. He said, what have you got to lose? And, you know, interestingly, it's the mainstream press that allows Lightfoot and the rest of these mayors to get away with this and say these things because they're never held accountable by the press. Now,
well, so how come what's good for Lori Lightfoot when she has like personal security guards and all that, right? Personal security detail. How come the people of Chicago don't get to, I mean, obviously we're not going to have someone to guard each person. How come they don't get to defend themselves?
Well, that's a question asked by the vast majority of law-abiding Chicagoans. Let's face facts. If you get your head out of the bubble that is media, that is truly the way real people think. It's just the lie of omission that the mainstream press never tells us that and never makes that the story. When in reality, if you walk away from your television sets and get out of this bubble, this horrific bubble, this echo chamber known as cable news, this fake garbage, you don't see anything that you hear on the garbage morning shows and throughout the day being beat into your. You don't hear normal people talking about that for the most part. Now, if you move into blue enclaves, you know, there's a story up today. Let me see if I can pull this up. I just saw it. It was a lead story on Fox, if I'm not mistaken. Emergency meeting erupts. School board reverses plans to scrap holiday names. Outraged parents smeared as right-wing fanatics. Now, this was from New Jersey. So what is New Jersey? It's a left-wing cesspool. If you get out of those blue enclaves in the rest of the country, save 43, you know, maybe seven states compared to the other 43 where this stuff runs rampant, real life is really truly going on. Black Americans are best friends with white Americans, just like my neighborhood and just like my friends and just like kids in school. We don't see the things that the media tells us is going on, right?
Yeah, everyone out, you know, every person, every parent out there wants their kids to be safe and they want to be able to protect their kids, right? No one wants to see this particular thing happen. So if the guns exist everywhere in America, why is this such a problem in these cities where all they do is keep layering gun law on top of gun law on top of gun law? And how come people don't understand that it's insane to keep doing this and expecting a different result?
Well, that's the definition of insanity, my brother. Keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. The fact of the matter is that the good people in these cities that are trying to defend themselves do understand that. It doesn't matter if they're black, white, yellow, red, green, purple, however they identify. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Good people of all walks of life do understand exactly what you just said. It's just that the media never gives them a voice. And what do? They perpetuate this leftist crap that we have to put up with every single day. My advice to you, listeners, viewers, is to just get your head out of it. Do the best that you can. Go get what you need early in the day and move on. It's pretty much that simple because I know you're not talking about these things. I mean, you might be talking about some of it over the water cooler, but when you get out and go about your business, I open the doors for people standing behind me. I don't care what color they are. I don't care what gender they are. Hi, how are you? Hey, thanks very much. Not a problem. This is just real life in America. It's been like that ever since I was a kid. So the hate-filled press doing everything they can to destroy this nation because they're doing the bidding of the Democrat Party leadership, which is actually doing the bidding of the Communist Chinese Party, the CCP. And it's just an absolute shame. Let's move over to a topic. I know I'm going to hear we're going to have 30 seconds here, so let me ramble through this quickly and then spend at least one segment on this. Hank, I can't wait to get your commentary on what I'm about to tell you, and that we're going to move to Chipman, but not just Chipman, but a senator by the name of Susan Collins today just said she's a flat out no on Biden's ATF nominee. Now, I want to talk with Hank and with you listeners about why that's very important. So we've got 30 seconds. Hank, I don't want to have to cut you off. So here's what we'll do. The reason this is important is because you've got Collins, Murkowski, and you've got that idiot out in Utah, Mitt Romney. Those three are the predominant players that you may see move against their own party. I'll tell you why I don't think that's going to happen. We'll get commentary from Hank on that. And we'll talk about why Collins coming out and saying no may possibly make Neil McCabe's prediction on the Sunday Monster Cast come true. And that was he didn't think Chipman was going to make it. And I'll explain why I might feel that same way as I analyze this throughout the day. And we'll get Hank Strange, podcaster extraordinaire, broadcaster extraordinaire. Hank Strange will tell us what he thinks. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. GunBroker.com, if you're watching on your television screens, you just saw it pop up there below the illustrious photograph of Hank Strange. All of this presented by X Insurance and our newest sponsor right up above me, Daniel Defense. Incredible company. We'll tell you a little bit about that in just a few minutes. Before, Hank, before I go back to you on the Susan Collins thing, I'm perusing some of the headlines. Now, this is the stuff that makes it for news, and I'm going to rag Fox News here because they're just as bad as everybody else. Here's what makes it one, two, three, four, five stories that are leading on their website right now. One of them is Helter Stelter. Liberal CNN host's struggling program plunges to new low. Now, I would submit to you that that's not news. That is not news. That's too much time on your hands and too little to report. But what Stelter does at CNN is not news at another news outlet. Sorry, guys. That's just you having fun playing with Stelter. I understand that because he's an idiot. But nonetheless, that's not news. Here's another story, Hank. Behar stuns McCain with joke about first active openly gay NFL player. Is that news to you? Is that national news?
Probably why I don't spend a lot of time listening to Fox News.
There you go. None of this
gossip
is
or
news.
Whatever it is, but it's not serious.
It is not news. Now, there's one double murder mystery. Police report shed light on probe and slaying of mother and son. That's news. Emergency meeting erupts. School board reverses plans. I would suggest that that's news, but it certainly shouldn't be the lead story. There's lots of stuff going on out there that would make news. And I do want to ask you, too, about this Olympic athlete that her goal and her dream was to burn the American flag on the podium. We'll talk about that in a little bit, too.
Okay. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, that's not a really fun thing to talk about. I'm going to have to tell you in advance to watch your language, bro, because it'll get you. Watch your language. This is not satellite radio moment, okay? All right. Susan Collins says she's a no on Biden's ATF nominee. This is a big, big deal for a lot of reasons. Collins, yeah, as you know, Hank, is one of these wishy-washy Republicans that
she's not a friend of gun guys, for sure.
No, she's definitely not. And the fact that she's come out, see, this gives cover to others. Let me tell you why I don't think Romney is going to yank the chain of his fellow Republicans on this, because he's from Utah. And if you know anything about Utah, as you do, Utah is a very pro-gun state.
Gun state, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Okay. They're already mad at him, so.
Right. Do you think, let's analyze this. Do you think, what does Hank Strange think about the possibility that Romney might jump ship on a Chipman nomination being from Utah, knowing how bad on guns Chipman is?
Yeah, you mean, and Romney vote for Chipman?
Right.
Yeah, that would be the end of Romney if he hasn't already, you know, crossed the line with a lot of people in Utah, I think, which when I speak to gun guys specifically, I mean, that's the world we live in. They're pretty much done with that guy. So I think that would be the end right there.
So that's a straw that would break Romney's. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah,
Collins,
so.
Now, she's out now talking openly that she's not going to vote for Chipman. Okay, let's push her off to the side for just a moment. Let's go to Murkowski, Alaska, one of the most gun-friendly states, one of the three most gun-friendly states in the country. Without a gun in Alaska, you know, you're edible. Okay,
your food,
man. You know, there's a couple of places. You jump off a boat in the deep blue sea, you go from top of the food chain to the bottom of the food chain the moment your body hits the water, right? In Alaska, you step out of cabin in the remote wilderness, same thing. You go from top of the food chain to the bottom of the food chain instantly. It's a very remote state. I do not see in any way, shape, or form Murkowski, who wants to keep her job as wishy-washy as she is, voting for that nomination. What do you think?
You know, this is the worst person that they could possibly put forward. I mean, there's no pretense here of this guy being fair and balanced, right? When it comes to the ATF, and that's really what the ATF should be doing. The person running the ATF shouldn't have an opinion. He should just be following the law. That's my understanding. This guy definitely isn't that. And then all of these rhinos, I'm encouraged by the fact that these rhinos are getting their act together and starting to come out and say that they don't support this guy. So maybe a little bit of good news.
Yeah, it is a little bit of good news. There's some silver lining here, at least when it comes to our Second Amendment. Now, let's go. So you don't see Murkowski jumping ship either, right?
No, I mean, I don't see these really. Why would these Republicans do this, you know? Why would they do it? I mean, it would be the thing, like, definitely they're not for the Second Amendment if they support this. This guy wants to take apart the Second Amendment.
You'd be looking at the campaign and the primaries against them from their own party if they were to do that. Now,
absolutely, yeah.
Let's go to Collins. And I like this statement from Collins. I'm concerned that his confirmation would do significant damage to the collaborative working relationship that must exist between ATF, the firearms industry, sportsmen and women, and other law-abiding gun owners exercising their Second Amendment rights. Now, as much as she's a goofball at, you got to hand, you know, mad props where they belong, right?
Yeah, man, that's a strong statement right there. And that's the argument against him right there, too. So, I mean, who else can stand up to that, right?
Well, here's the fun part. Because now that Collins is out with that statement, she ripped away the cover from Murkowski. She ripped away the cover for Romney by doing that. I really do believe, because these three would stick together in that case. So I think she ripped off that Band-Aid, and I think that's great. But now let's move over to the other side of the aisle. Let's move over now to Joe Manchin in West Virginia. Collins just put him in a position as well, because the same thing that Collins, Murkowski, and Romney face in their respective states, that is the ire of you, gun owners, is what Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema face, probably tenfold based on where you might live. If you don't live in West Virginia, or if you don't live in Arizona or Alaska or Maine, okay, or if you don't live in Utah, I mean, these are five very gun-friendly states. West Virginia and Arizona top the list.
Yeah.
So
West Virginia,
that,
a lot of people in the Northeast area are going to West Virginia because of guns. Right.
Well, Manchin is going to have to do an awful lot of answering to his constituents based on that vote. Over 60% of West Virginia residents are gun owners. He needs that vote in West Virginia. Now, West Virginia, look, I don't know why you do what you do. I don't know why you keep putting him in. Just find somebody that is adamantly pro-gun and put an end to Manchin's career. So we don't have to sit here and analyze this stuff. I mean, it's back and forth fodder is fun. But we shouldn't have to be doing that. We should know where the guy stands on this stuff. And he's out publicly saying that he would support Chipman's nomination, depending on how the hearings went. And he's been radio silent since. Kyrsten Sinema.
Yeah, I think Manchin likes living in the middle, right? Because then everyone's, you know, I'm trying to be nice about it. Everyone's kissing his butt, you know, to get him to go their direction. Lots of things being offered out there.
Like his wife's job. Okay. His wife's got that really cushy job. It's as comfortable as a MyPillow pillow. And you know, this was all designed to buy Joe Manchin, aimed at getting him in West Virginia, you listeners in West Virginia, to take his vote away from you and stay with the establishment in D.C. I don't know if you're willing to play that game. We'll go to Arizona and talk about Sinema right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but neck down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, Hank Strange, podcaster extraordinaire. I'm going to let you put an exclamation point on the last couple segments, and then we will move on. Take it away.
Well, you know what, man? I'm looking forward to the day that we don't have to hear about David Chipman anymore. You know, and if we do, I still want to know what happened to his duty pistol.
It's not the only dude. It's not the only gun. He's on record, from what I understand, of misplacing several. Is that true? Can you confirm that?
No. Well, I can't confirm it, but I know that there's definitely stuff that's being hidden. I don't think his record has been fully exposed. And, you know, if he had any sense, I think he would step away at this point. But I think there's definitely something that's being hidden here. And it's only a matter of time before we find out.
All right, let me close out him with the National Shooting Sports Foundation, NSSF.
Mm-hmm.
Chipman is wholly unqualified to lead the men and women of the ATF. He surrendered any notion of being able to execute the duties the office requires when he became a lobbyist for Bloomberg, Everytown for Gun Safety, and later for Giffords Gun Control Group, who, by the way, he's still on their payroll, along with his position as senior policy advisor at Giffords Law Center to prevent gun violence. Among the bills he lobbied Congress were universal background checks, handgun licensing and registration, banning modern sporting rifles, instituting age-based gun bans, and establish a national firearm transfer delay period. Unacceptable starting point for any nominee in the position. Obviously, we agree. We know what the NSSF is going to say. We know that's the position they're going to take. And they're right. Okay, is there anything you wanted to add to that?
There's a bunch of other stuff. I think there's some equal employment opportunity complaints filed against him, a whole bunch of stuff. I think these guys are rushing into Chipman, and I'd like to see him just go the way of the dodo bird right now.
Well, I think we're in agreement with this Collins thing. Now, you know, Neil McCabe on my program on Sunday made it clear, steadfastly clear, that he did not think that Chipman would pass the Senate process. And, you know, when you talk to guys like Gottlieb and others, there's a better than 50% chance. That's looking at a straight party line. But then we go back and we were just analyzing Manchin. We were analyzing Kyrsten Sinema. Let's go back to Kyrsten. I said I wanted to go back to Arizona before the break. So let's go back there quickly. Because Sinema faces a very difficult challenge in the great state of Arizona, much like Manchin, but I think even worse. And I'll tell you why. Because the gun lobby, the local grassroots, the AZCDL, of which I'm a life member of, is extremely active in the state of Arizona, has made great strides in that state over the years, and has contacts at every level of state and federal government in Arizona. Sinema faces a brutal campaign, if she were to defy Arizona gun owners. Go ahead, Hank.
Absolutely. There's a very big chunk of the firearms industry located in Arizona. Those guys are pretty fired up right now.
As they ought to be. Let's go to this just popped up. I got an alert during the break from heritage.org. But Hank, are you familiar with the CDC numbers of between 500,000 and 3 million defensive gun uses, or listeners, is what we refer to as DGUs every year? I mean, this is coming from CDC. And I say that as if somehow the CDC is the end-all, do-all with all the garbage that we've had to put up with the CDC through this COVID nonsense, and they're
right,
changing
exactly
the game.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, yeah. But when it comes to DGUs, they've done studies on these things. It's not like COVID and Fauci and the rest of this politics. It is what it is. And there, the Heritage, heritage.org, data visualizations, firearms, / defensive gun. You can Google it, or DuckDuckGo it, actually, or start page it, whatever you want to do. And you will see, and the dots around the country, and you can, Marietta, it tells you the dates of the defensive gun uses. Okay, and well, so let me scroll down just a tad bit here. All of the law-abiding citizens featured in this database successfully defended their liberties, lives, or livelihoods with the lawful use of a firearm. These cases are not based on hearsay, but on verifiable reports found through public sources. Now, what this means, Hank, is you always see that local blurb in your local paper about so-and-so killing an attacker trying to steal stuff from whatever store he runs, right? Or the jewelry store heist gone bad and the two bad guys getting offed. And I love this, falling face down on the floor of the jewelry store. I love that because that's a happy ending story in my book, because the jeweler's alive and his family's alive and he's got what he worked for his whole life. So these are bona fide cases. But here's interesting, because I used a firearm to defend myself in 2002. It never wound up in a database. I never fired a shot. I'm not alone, bro. Okay.
Yeah.
There's millions of me on top of this. And it goes on to say, according to the CDC, almost every major study on defensive gun use has found that Americans use their firearms defensively between 500,000 and 3 million times per year. Now, that's a pretty wide gap. But let me tell you something. When you break it down day by day, it's far more defensive uses than there is criminal uses, misuses of firearms every single day in this country. But the mainstream press will never tell you that. Hank, go ahead.
Yeah, and it's a big uptick, because I'm looking at the numbers from 2007 to 2011. Mm-hmm. And it was about 7,000 times per year, right? So there's more people in America using these guns to defend themselves. And as you said, if you know, that number goes up from there for the people, for incidences that don't get reported because people back off, which is the best, you know, the best way for that to go. So
the best outcome is where you want to go. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's the number one outcome. Look, you want to avoid a gunfight, right? The best way to avoid a gunfight is not get in a gunfight, number one.
Right.
But, you know, then there's, we can go into all the whole de-escalation and everything else when that happens. But we are seeing upticks in criminal activity in this country right now. And this is all coming from Democrat-controlled cities. Because it's the, repeat after me, you TDS sufferers, and you know who you are. It's the Democrats who want your guns. It's the Democrats who want your guns. Repeat after me one more time, all you TDS sufferers. It's the Democrats who want your guns.
The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming.
There's A.W.R. Hawkins. And by the way, Joe Biden, it's the ATF, bro, not the AFT. It's the ATF, Joe. Get that through your head.
The AFT.
It's the ATF, Joe.
The AFT.
It's the ATF, Joe.
The AFT.
It's the ATF, Joe.
Come on, and you're man.
And you're a Democrat. Yep. Listen, this is. I love a good happy ending story, Frank. So let's go to a happy ending story. Robber shot and killed by armed repair shop employee. Now, I have to tell you that that headline alone warms my heart. It fills me with joy. Let me read it again. Robber shot and killed by armed repair shop employee. How does a headline like that make you feel when you see that?
Well, you know, that person was able to defend themselves as they should. You know, it could have gone absolutely the opposite way. It's a good deterrent to people out there who think they can take other people's property and perhaps take their lives, right?
That's what warms my heart about this, just the headline. Let's go a little deeper into this story. And this is from Cam Edwards, our good friend Cam Edwards over at Bearing Arms. A.W.R. Hawkins, our good friend over there. The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming. Writes these happy ending stories as well. A brazen early morning robbery turned into a shootout between the would-be robber and an armed store employee in Birmingham, Alabama over the weekend. 7:45 in the morning on Saturday. Now, radio and podcasting, Hank, as you know, is theater of the mind. Let's paint the picture. Here you are, listener, going to work at 7:45 at your auto shop, and in this case, Hatcher's Auto Transmission Center, for what should have been a typical morning repairing vehicles, but he was getting ready to open the business, quoting from Cam, he was confronted by a man with a gun. Isn't that how you want to start your Saturday morning, Hank? Some idiot.
Absolutely not.
Come on, man. Not.
That's why you always have to be, ready. You always have to be ready and trained. And obviously, 7:45 in the morning, I don't know if he had his coffee or not, but that guy was on point.
According to authorities, Hank, you're spot on. According to authorities, 22-year-old Josiah Bryant shot at the clerk, who fired back with a gun of his own. The clerk was unharmed in the exchange of gunfire, but Bryant was struck and killed. Now, that's awesome. So how do you, when I hear that, I've had emails, hate mail come to me, you know, and just call me the most hateful things, vile things in the world, because clearly I'm evil. I'm an evil monster. No, because I'll close the segment out with this. When you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your death results from the actions taken by said person whose life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness you were trying to steal from them, I hope what happened to you hurt, and I hope you enjoy the ride, baby, because you earned it. Back with Hank right after this.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses chances are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark. Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users, think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
I had more Defender Coffee this morning than I know what to do with, okay? Mondays are tough nights for me. Sundays are tough nights for me. Mondays are okay nights for me. But for whatever reason, I just couldn't sleep well last night. That makes Defender Coffee a no-brainer in the morning for me. We get it in 5-pound bags. DefenderCoffee.com. The promo code is AAR. Derek and the guys over there do an amazing job with an amazing product. You may have seen Lee the Gunwriter Williams write some reviews on it. We hope you check out DefenderCoffee.com. It's the only product I know of out there, coffee-wise. Well, you're going to drink it anyway. You're going to drink your coffee in the morning. Most of us do. Why not support the Second Amendment when you have a cup of coffee? Great coffee, better than you can get at your grocery stores. Ships to you however frequently you want it, in whatever intervals you want it. And I send my portion of the profits to the Second Amendment Foundation. They get a few $1,000 out of the deal at the end of the year, and it's a win-win for everybody. Great coffee, gun rights supported, Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation and God's work that they're doing over there, all because I had a few cups of coffee, right? You can do the same thing. Make sure to check out all of our sponsors, please, at armedamericanradio.com or .org. Take your pick. And don't forget, this thing is really flying off the shelves for good reason. This tigerlight.net. After I get off the air, my daughter's got to go to work for a few hours. I'm going to have to march this one back over to her, because this one is hers. But this is the DAD, the defense alert device, that alerts everybody in your circle and everybody else who has one of these devices in an app. Should you run into trouble and have to deploy this thing and spray some satellite radio moment word loser in the face, everybody's going to know where you are to be able to come to your aid instantly. Tigerlight.net, the promo code AAR15, take 15% off. You get it for about $105. Tigerlight.net. It's perfect for college kids. Backup weapons, it's non-lethal. If you don't want to carry a firearm, God bless you. This gives you the ability right here in your hand to defend yourself instantly and let everybody that you care about, including law enforcement, know where you are at that exact moment you run into trouble. There's been nothing like it out there. It's fantastic. Tigerlight.net. All of this today in the GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed microphone is being brought to you by X Insurance. It's real simple. Please check out their products, xinsurance.com, or just go to my website, armedamericanradio.com, and click on the X Insurance banner. That will take you right straight to the pages you need to see, including the testimonials from Alan Gottlieb. You know why? Because Second Amendment Foundation's policies written through X Insurance, as is the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. I'm a director, an officer over there, and I'm covered on their policies, the DNO policies. There's a reason for that. Please make sure to check it out. That's why they're here. And let's not forget Daniel Defense. More time coming up in the next week with Daniel Defense. I'm going to tell you about some of their great products and part of their story about how they got here. But suffice to say, 2001 to today, Daniel Defense is the single premier manufacturer of AR platform rifles, pistols, and bolts, bolt actions in the world. And there's a reason for that. More to come this week on Daniel Defense. Hank Strange, welcome back inside the program with me, brother. I'm going to give you a choice, okay? This is going to be fun. You're going to like this. I'm going to give you a choice of which headline you want me to go after. There's two. One from Yahoo News about 4 hours ago. Biden wades into thorny politics of gun control as GOP seizes on rising levels of crime, number one. Let me read that again. Biden wades into thorny politics of gun control as GOP seizes on rising levels of crime. The other one is Democrats set to pare down gun control bills in aim for unity. Which one do you want to tackle? Your pick.
They're both cracking me up.
They are. You got to pick one. Your life depends on it. Which one?
Okay, let's go with Biden. I mean, come on.
Yeah. All right, let's go with Biden. And this is interesting.
Right.
This is a Yahoo News. I mean, do those two words even fit together in the same sentence, Yahoo News? No, they don't. Here's the headline. Biden wades into thorny politics of gun control as GOP seizes on rising levels of crime. And I'm going to quote just a little bit. The Biden administration is prepping to roll out a slate of plans to arrest rising crime rates by focusing on gun violence. That means gun control. It's part of an overall push by the White House to halt an uptick of homicides over the first 6 months of the administration that could grow worse over the summer. Joe Biden will unveil his administration's crime prevention strategy and remarks to be delivered on Wednesday. That's tomorrow. Wading back into the waters of an issue that once defined his political career, but carries significant peril for the Democrat Party. Because remember, TDS sufferers, it's the Democrats that want your guns. Hank, let's chat a little bit about that.
So there's, you know, do you remember back in the 80s? I don't know exactly how old you are, but
Unfortunately, I do. I graduated college in 84, so I'm there. Go for it.
Yeah, so, you know, remember when obviously we had the crack epidemic going on through America, right? And people were getting 20 years mandatory in places like New York for having one vial of crack. If you flip that around to today, what these guys are trying to do with the layers of laws here that they're putting on people, you're going to find that there's going to be people who are going to wind up getting 10, 20 years in prison, become felons, and they are law-abiding gun owners, right? Versus what we had going on before. This is really who these things are aimed at. I don't think these are aimed at the criminals, the gangsters, the people out there who don't care about laws, who repeatedly keep breaking laws, who are not supposed to have guns, who can't pass background checks and all that kind of stuff. None of this is aimed at those people. It's aimed at law-abiding people to make them into criminals while they're releasing criminals and letting criminals run the streets of America. That's my opinion in a nutshell on this whole thing.
You are spot on. And how do we know that to be the case? Simply go back and listen to Chipman's own words. Not one thing Chipman has proposed would affect one criminal. Hank, if you and I are sitting in our criminal den planning to rob a liquor store on Friday, nothing he proposed would stop us from robbing the liquor store on Friday. Unless you're stupid enough to believe, listener, that Hank and I are going to abide by the regulation that David Chipman puts into place. Oh, man, we can't rob that yet. I got to get you a background check on that 45 you want to use. You know, if you're stupid enough to fall for that. Right. We can't do that. We can't rob the liquor store because we have to follow the law. That's the rationale that you and there's too many people out there that are stupid and believe that. Now let's go to the Politico piece. Democrats set to pare down gun control bills in aim for unity. You know, this is interesting to me. Why? Well, let's start here. It's a stark contrast with Democrats' approach to their sweeping elections package, which lacks total support from their Senate caucus and is unlikely to win any Republican votes when it comes to the floor this week. But it's just a matter of math in the evenly divided Senate, according to Chris Murphy, Democrat Connecticut, who has spearheaded the latest round of gun control negotiations. I'm not interested in bringing a prop to the floor that can't even get 50. And the quickest way to get 50 is to keep all Democrats together.
Then he goes on talking about how he needs 10 Republicans to compromise with him.
Oh,
TDS
yes,
sufferers. Go ahead. You got 20 seconds. All yours.
Yeah. Let them stand up so we can see who those Republicans are. I mean, it's as simple as that, right, Mark?
It's exactly what he said. He said, let's just put it to a vote. That way the American people know where all of us Democrats stand. And if they've got the guts to do that going into an election in 2022, more of them should have at it. I think they might want to take a look at their brothers and sisters, you know, those Democrats in Virginia who have walked away from gun control all of a sudden because there's an election. This isn't rocket science, yeah. Folks. These people can't stand on their convictions because they don't have any. They are liars and they are evil. And again, I close the show out with this. Ask yourself, what is it about their agenda that requires them to lie to you about what it really is they want to do with your guns when it comes to gun control? Hank Strange, thanks, brother. I love you to death. Thanks for being in here today. I appreciate it very much. Who Moved My Freedom podcast? Just look it up. There's Hank Strange. Give it a listen. Tomorrow, we're going to get up and do it all again because they don't want us to. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed mic. All of it brought to you by X and our newest Daniel Defense partner. Tomorrow, we will do it again. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.